If you're on TikTok, you probably saw a lot of commentary over the weekend about CEO Shou Chu, who testified before Congress last week. Members of Congress across the aisle are concerned that the app's Chinese parent company may be liable to give user data and information over to the Chinese government. But TikTok creators don't all feel the same way. Many creators following the hearing placed the blame on Congress, not on TikTok, saying the members were out of touch and even xenophobic in their criticism of the app's potential ties to the Chinese government. Let's hear now from Vitus Spear. They go by V and are the creator of Under the Desk News, a news account with nearly 3 million followers. They were in the room for the hearing. V, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So, V, lawmakers are pretty universally critical of TikTok and are calling for changes. You were right there at the hearing. You were, in fact, sitting right behind the TikTok CEO, Shou Chu. Tell us what stood out to you.
So what stood out to me was how much Congress is wrapping the restrict up as a ban on TikTok. I think that significantly disguises the motives behind the Restrict Act and how broad and overreaching that piece of legislation would be. Because attacking something like TikTok, which maybe most folks think is just a silly dancing app for children and they'll just get over it, is a lot easier to put forth as a target than going through the actual legislation in the bill.
So I want to talk a little bit about all of that, but just tell us, how was it that you came to be at the hearings and even sitting in such a prominent position?
So I've made my entire career now on TikTok, and it was important to me to be there to represent the TikTok community, because I think so often the people who are talking about TikTok are talking about it as a technology, as the wires, as the phone, as the code. But TikTok is a community, and I wanted to represent that community in the room.
And just to be clear, transparent for our audience, did TikTok bring you to the hearings?
I had planned to attend already, and I had made a TikTok about how I was planning to attend as a member of the public. And someone from TikTok reached out to me. They did pay travel and accommodation, but I was not paid to be there.
Okay. Now, tell us just very briefly about your news channel and who follows you. Like, who are you reaching on TikTok with your 60 seconds of news?
So having 3 million followers is no small feat. And within that following is a broad diversity of people. I have a very conservative following, which I don't think people would maybe have expected. I'm followed by members of the military. I'm followed by moms, by business owners. This is a place that's been fairly nonpartisan for news. It doesn't name call. I'm nicknamed the nice side of the news because I'm really just telling you what happened that day and allowing you to get curious about which story resonates best with you, as opposed to trying to put forth any singular viewpoint.
Okay. So let's get back to those hearings then, because central to all of this is China. And since TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is a Chinese company and therefore liable to potentially give personal information and data to the Chinese company, that is what was causing concern to lawmakers. Have you kind of tried to probe for more information to see that your information and data is secure?
Oh, I have no feelings that my information or data is secure anywhere on the internet. And I think that we saw that with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. I think what the problem I have right now with Congress attacking this singular app that is a huge source of community and economic stimulation is that they're going after just TikTok and they're not creating legislation to do things like create comprehensive data privacy policies for the American people. And they didn't present any evidence showing unequivocally, here is where TikTok is sharing data with the CCP. Here is where Americans are being targeted.
You know, I just wanted to ask you quickly about the failures in content moderation, because that's something that came up during the hearing and lawmakers pointed to videos depicting deadly challenges, even suicide by children who have access to the app. Do you see that as something that Congress needs to step in on?
I think Congress needs to step in on what is the number one killer of children in the United States right now, which is guns. I think there's a lot systemically going on in this country that leads people into a bad mental health space. And I think those are things that I'd much rather see Congress focusing on than trying to villainize a certain application when those issues exist on all social media, on all of the internet, and in fact, existed before the internet.
Let's bring in one final voice, Duncan Joseph. He's a 20-year-old TikToker from New York with 4.5 million followers. He was also in DC for the hearing.
Well, the one thing that both the Democrats and the Republicans in that room share in common is that there's an age gap. You know, people of their age do not use TikTok, or a large majority of them have never downloaded it. So there's a lack of understanding when it comes to how the app even works in the first place.
You know, it's almost comical, V, what a disconnect there is between some of the lawmakers and what they understand TikTok to be. Do you think that's part of the problem?
I think certainly it would do the lawmakers some good to make an account, investigate themselves, and not investigate with bias, trying to cherry pick one or two things they can point to out of a billion users worldwide and say, is there a systemic issue with TikTok that outweighs the issues on other social media platforms?
So, V, do you fear that TikTok might actually get banned in the US?
I don't. I don't think that, given where we're at right now with the legislation and where the public is at with their perception of TikTok, a ban would be advantageous to any congressperson to continue to support.
Vida Spear is the creator behind Under the Desk News, a popular TikTok account. V, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.